My name is Abdullah Amir. I was born in Afghanistan and I was born on March 2nd, 1991. We had a very big family. My mom and dad, they were always around. Five sisters and five brothers. I was taken care of very well. I loved all my brothers and sisters. They usually helped me with my homework or any other problem that I was facing when I was growing up or in the house. I am from a countryside in my country. I was in high school and I was in Islamic school. Sometimes when we would get some off days during the week, we would go to the mountains to bring some firewood for the fire to warm up the room or the house during winter. Back then, I didn't like it. Of course, I would take the goats and the sheep out to kind of feed them outside the village. I was doing that. I couldn't enjoy my childhood as much as I would have liked to. Even though I had a supportive family, a good life, a good childhood, I loved every single moment of it. But then I grew up, I started understanding things. When you're a child, you don't really care about war or anything. You just want to play with your friends and go to school and all that. But I realized that there was a war going on and there's politics and there was bad things happening, bad people doing bad things. And it impacted my life in a very big manner. I thought I would have a very normal life, just go to school, graduate, and then go to university and all that, but no. I just couldn't make sense of it. Why? Why would people fight? How can someone do killings and bad things? I like it here. I like it here. I don't like it back home, but it's still my country and I love it dearly. And I would do everything to make it safer, make it better for the kids to go to school, make it easier for them to enjoy their lives. I went through a lot, so I don't want other people going through those things. I had to travel 3,000 miles to go to a prestigious university. I would like kids back home to have a prestigious university close to their house. Jalalabad. It's an interesting city. It's an amazing city. There are a lot of academic centers. People are very smart. People are very, very patriotic. During the war with the British Empire, we defeated them there in that city. It was a very big defeat. It has two rivers, I think. Small rivers. Electricity is good, education is good, people are good, housing is not that bad. It's a good city, I love it. I wanted to go to a prestigious university abroad. That was my dream since I was a little kid, and I was really into computers. In 1996 or 5 maybe, my brother brought a computer home. I was looking at the computer and I was like, oh my God, how does it work? How? I mean, you know, it's like a magical thing, right? For the first time I was seeing the computer, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I just wanted to understand how it works, how everything is processed right behind the screen of the monitor. That really just caught me. I was interested in computers and I did some research on which university is the best university for someone that likes computers or want to study them, learn about them, become an expert in them. Then there were a few universities. One was in California, the other one was in Massachusetts, but I couldn't afford either one of them. And I couldn't afford the city and living and the lifestyle and all that. Then I did some more research and I found Pittsburgh. I love bridges. I found out that Pittsburgh has 446 bridges and I love them. I live on Mount Oliver, so I take the bus from Mount Oliver down to Station Square. Then I walked right over the Smithfield Bridge, and I would look to my right, and I would see a bridge, and I would look to my left, and I would see the Liberty Bridge. I loved that part of the day. That's why I came to Pittsburgh, the bridges and the University of Carnegie Mellon. Right now, I'm working with UPMC in the insurance division. I'm working at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center downtown. I work at the Steel Tower. I love the work we do. We're mostly working with government products, so we're actually helping people whose age is like above 65. Never take everything at face value. Don't trust everything you see on the screen of a computer or a TV. Don't trust that. Always be a detective. Always find out the truth. Always look for the truth. I love everything around here. Realize the value of everything you have. The security, the amazing city, the opportunities that you guys have. Always realize the values of what you have right in front of you. Time to learn. Good teachers, good parents, good people around you. Because most kids, they don't have all this.